Good morning. It is the Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, multiple senators, a group of five Democrats and five Republicans, as well as top White House officials, have agreed on a framework of an infrastructure agreement, including how to pay for it, and that lawmakers would brief President Biden personally today. Really?
You know what, David? It isn't what he wanted. He wanted a win, a huge win. And he loaded up his proposal to the point where the Republicans came back and said, no. And they were in the land of no. But I think the Republicans were getting an awful lot of hell from their constituents because it meant, in my little town, fixing bridges and doing things of that kind. People really need help on infrastructure, and they're going to get it now. Now, will it be what Biden originally asked for? No. Do I think Biden actually thought he was going to get what he was asking for? No. I think what happened is he loaded it up, he expected compromise, and he's got compromise. And here's what, he gets a win. No matter how you look at it, you know, there's going to be help. And that is something that the former President Trump talked about and never did. It is something that Biden will have succeeded at, and it will be a check in the win column. At the same time he's doing that, David, he's also aware of what happened in New York City in the mayoral election, in which it looks like Eric Adams got the most votes. And the reason he got the most votes is nobody wants to be unsafe. Our cities are looking like they are unsafe. They are looking more and more and more dangerous. Nobody wants to walk around. And because of that, people are aware that all of the talk about police reform and everything else goes out the window to some degree. Not that it should, but it does, because safety comes first. And I think Biden understands that, and that's why he stands up yesterday and he gives a talk and he says he's going to use some of the money from the various programs that have been passed in order to support police activity and more policemen, and that's what people are looking for. So you better believe that that's in the air and that's what he's doing. So we're talking about a president who says, number one, I know what people want, and people want to be safe. He's also saying, we can have our infrastructure, and it may not be at the level I wanted it, but we'll have it.
Well, what about the fact that the White House will miss its vaccination target? Independence Day, of course, wanting to vaccinate 70% of American adults. By that time, he looks like he will definitely fall short. Is this a failure or an impossible target, or both?
No, David, it is a failure in that there are so many people who don't understand what's at stake here and who are saying, let somebody else get vaccinated and get herd immunity going that way. I'm not going to do it, and I don't want it for my children. Look, this is disgraceful. And what's really disgraceful about it is it's become political. The red state people, or the people who have been Trumpers all along, are saying, I'm not getting vaccinated. That's not what this is all about. And I'm not going to risk my own skin, which is ridiculous and stupid. We do know that people are being saved as a result of this, and that the more people get vaccinated, the better off we are. So if people want to be stupid, if they want to commit suicide, which this is what it's all about, they're doing it, but they don't get it.
Well, there are risks. Federal health officials cite likely association, in quotes, between coronavirus vaccines and rare heart issues in teens and young adults. But health agencies and medical groups also say they strongly encourage everyone 12 and older to get vaccinated because the benefits far outweigh any potential risks, although it's got to make parents think.
Well, David, that's right. There are going to be these rare, and I do mean rare, occasions in which the heart is affected, but it is rare. You'll have that from people who take aspirin. Believe me, this is a bad idea that because of this, they're not going to do the vaccinations. They need to do it. They need to save themselves, their children, and to save the country.
Speaking of saving the country, perhaps from itself, tension grips Michigan as Trump's attacks on election continue to reverberate. A new report by a GOP-controlled state Senate committee there Wednesday sought to tamp down calls for a ballot audit, but it also reinforced a Republican push for new voting rules.
David, there are lots of ways to do a coup. One way is you change the rules so that only you can win. And that is what the Republican Party is doing. Look, they are in really bad shape right now. They've got a former president who says he wants to run, who's in the 30s in terms of his approval. How do you do that? Well, you take advantage of a federal system in which the states control the voting, and you change the rules so that only you can win. We know what they're doing. We're sitting here sort of helpless and hopeless, but It's what's happening. And that is what creates a dictatorship. Right now, I'm very worried because I see these states changing the rules. They say, okay, if we don't like what the Secretary of State is ruling, as happened in the last election, we'll just change the Secretary of State, or we'll have somebody else who can get over on that Secretary of State. We know exactly what they're doing. They are desperate, and they are doing what we have always decried in other countries when dictators take over.
Speaking of, Taiwan's foreign minister says, quote, we need to prepare for military conflict with China. An exclusive interview with CNN, Taiwan's foreign minister Joseph Wu said 1 week after the island reported the largest daily incursion by Chinese military planes into Taiwan's self-declared air defense identification zone. The incursion by 28 Chinese warplanes, including fighter jets and bombers, did not violate Taiwanese sovereign airspace or international law, but it was seen as a show of strength by China's People's Liberation Army. Your thoughts on Taiwan and China?
It's always been the case, David. We know that the Chinese see this as the defining issue between them and the West, taking over Taiwan. I suspect if there is a possibility of war, that's it. We have seen it before. The United States will not let it happen, and they know it. So there'll be all kinds of threats. But in the end, unless China makes a mistake, and they may say, okay, we'll have another round of the Korean War. We'll do what we have to do. But there are a lot of bombs on both sides, and I suspect that the U.S. will never let that happen.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok.